in the LeClaire household, we're counting down to Charlie's hip replacement 1 week from today. We've had it scheduled since last fall. That's when Charlie finally wrapped his head around the fact that he had to deal with it because his bum hip was starting to get in the way of him doing the things he liked to do. He's been limping for a while, but I knew he had to come around to it on his own, so I didn't push. Once he mentioned it, though, I made an appointment right away. You wait too long with this stuff and your whole body gets out of whack. Before you know it, your good hip is now your bad hip and your back's wonky. You get what they call cascading effects. That's not good. Charlie didn't want to have his hip replacement in the fall because of hunting season. He couldn't miss that. I didn't want him to do it in winter because slipping on the ice could really mess up his recovery. And let's get real. Who would do the snow blowing? Beginning of April is the sweet spot between dealing with the snow and having to mow the lawn. At least that's what I'm hoping. Besides, I'm having a hard enough time to get psyched up to go to the transfer station. Something like this makes me really appreciate all the stuff that Charlie does around the house. It's hard to look forward to something like this, and I know Charlie's nervous about it. But I'm ready to Florence Nightingale the hell out of this thing. And 6 months down the road, I look forward to Charlie being back to his old self with a spring in his step. Here's Charlie's take on the situation. Getting hip. Me, I'm not the whining sort, so please excuse my poor report. That's bound to sound like belly aching. Seen me limp? Well, I ain't faking. Bum old hip is what I got, doctor tells me. Thanks a lot. If you're around to hear me groan, my hip is down to bone on bone. No jelly there to smooth the ride, so now I've got this lurching stride that makes me walk like Frankenstein. Otherwise, I'm doing fine. Osteo, this bone on bone, won't get no better on its own. Osteoarthritis, oh, my hip, I guess, has got to go. Jitterbuggin', I could dance, but nowadays, not a chance. Don't count on me to cut the rug. I'm about as lively as a slug. I walk the woods in second gear, always bringing up the rear. And cutting toenails, that ain't pretty. My wife, she giggles out of pity. When I stumble or I slip, I feel it here, right in my hip. Cortisone might help me sooner, but what I need's the big kahuna. Osteo, this bone on bone, won't get no better on its own. Osteoarthritis, oh, my hip, I know, has got to go. With metal, I won't have to suffer. Here I come, bionic duffer. That's it for now. Catch on the flip side.